I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Okay, so our preaching series for Lent is about prayer, and we are using the book of the book by Henry Nouwen, titled "With Open Hands." And Henry Nouwen is a popular Christian spirituality author. He was a Roman Catholic priest, a psychologist, and after he died, his personal journals and letter to friends reveal that he was gay, who struggled with his sexuality. Although many experts believe that most likely he never broke his vow of chastity and celibacy. Kaya nga, nag-struggle siya, no? Nag-struggle siya sa kanyang sexuality. He is considered as a queer saint by MCC theologian and historian Reverend Kittredge Cherry. So let us begin our Lenten series on prayer. Will you please pray with me? Eternal God, whose desire is to always have an intimate relationship with us, we ask for the holy anointing of your Spirit for today. Anointing upon the meditations of my heart and the reflections of my mind, and may the words I proclaim speak of your wisdom and love. May those words be planted upon the hearts of those who will receive, those who will listen, and in their lives may such words grow and bear good fruits of prayer and action. Teach us to pray, Lord, and may our prayers become our action. This we pray in the name of Jesus, the one who always prayed. Amen. So I want to begin by first asking, what makes a relationship possible? What makes a relationship possible? What sustains a relationship? Anong nagsusustain sa relasyon? Any relationship, ha? Hindi lang jowa, kasi baka, di ba, may mga single tayo. So, a relationship is created and sustained by three interrelated and interconnected things: openness, reaching out, and communication. Hindi naman kailangan all the time, doon ako nakatingin sa camera. Titingin-tingin ako dyan. Oo, titingin-tingin ako dyan sa camera. So again, what makes and sustains a relationship ay tatlong bagay: openness, reaching out, and communication. We open ourselves, we reach out, and we communicate. And we communicate by being open. Diba? Hindi naman tayo nakapag-communicate pag sarado tayo. So we communicate by being open and then by reaching out. So pagbubukas ng sarili at pag-abot or pakikipag-ugnay at pakikipag. Consequently, the problems in any relationship starts to break, or a relationship starts to break down when one person or both persons are close and not reaching out and not communicating. Or pwede naman nagko-communicate din pero in a wrong way. So Henry Nouwen tells us, and I quote, "To pray means to open your hands before God. Buksan ang kamay hindi para abutin ng Diyos, kung hindi para tayo ay maabot ng Diyos. Dahil alam natin na ang Diyos ay palaging umaabot at palaging nangungusap sa atin." So pag tayo ay nagbubukas ng sarili sa panalangin, it's not that we are reaching God, Nagbubukas tayo so that God is the one who can reach out to us. Gayunpaman, it is important to know first our definition and views on relationship. Because our views on relationship affect the way that we communicate and the way that we relate with people. Paano mo ba tinitignan ang iyong karelasyon at yung mismong relationship? Kasi nakaka-apekto daw yun. Sabi ni, nakuha ko to kay Bishop Ambo David ng Caloocan, no, ng Diocese of Caloocan. Sabi niya, kung paano natin tinitignan yung relationship, actually, yung sermon niya tungkol din sa prayer eh. Paano mo tinitignan yung relationship affects and influences how you communicate. So, if we transpose that into prayer, how we look at prayer, how we view prayer, affects the way that we pray. The problem that we have as LGBTQ plus Christians who grew up in church, in different churches, especially among conservative evangelical churches, mega churches that we grew up with, most of them had a terrible relationship with us. And the problem is, we only knew God through the church. Nakilala lang natin ang Diyos through the church. And therefore, the problem is we only knew God through the church. And many of us, even heterosexuals, confuse God's relationship with us through the rules, the doctrines, and the institutions of the church. And some of those things, hindi naman masama lahat ng yon, but some of those things were a terrible depictions of God. Horrible depictions of God. Distorted depictions of God. And I will talk about two main depictions, two main views, two main images of God that was taught to us by the churches that we came from. Una, number one, the first image of God is that God is an angry father who is out to get you. Isang disciplinarya na ama na sa kalit-liitang kembot mo ay parurusahan ka kagad. This is the first image of God taught to us by the churches. In this image of God, our relationship with Him, kasi nga Father God, is entirely based on fear and anxiety. We pray, and therefore when we pray with fear and anxiety. Because we see God as a punisher with the best surveillance camera on our lives. We look at God as a police officer ready to catch us para tayo ay matokhang in any given moment. Then when something bad happens in our lives, halimbawa magkasakit or magkasakit ang sinumang mahal natin or magkaroon ng aksidente, some people will automatically think, lalo na mga LGBT, some of our LGBT, isipin nila na yung masamang nangyari ay parusa kaagad ng Diyos. God is punishing me. And no other people know this more than LGBTQ plus people, especially the young ones. The second image of God is a genie in the bottle, or similar to a Santa Claus. Pray for anything and everything you wish to have, and if you do what is good, God will give you your wish. Technically, hindi naman masama yon, and that is a very basic theological depiction of God. In this image and definition of God, we then communicate to God like a vending machine, or in the words of Bishop Ambo David of Caloocan, God is like a karaoke or a jukebox. If you put the right numbers or the correct code, you will get the song that you wish. If you make the best effort to sing, you may just get the highest score. Bishop Ambo goes to goes on to saying that, and I paraphrase his words, minsan hindi tayo aware na baka yung paraan ng ating panalangin ay isa ng uri ng insulto sa Diyos, sa kung paano natin siya tinitignan at tinuturing. Although, ang tanong ko naman kay Bishop, whom I admire very much, eh Bishop, sino-sino ba nagturo sa amin ng patungkol sa Diyos at patungkol sa pananalangin sa Diyos? Kanino ba nagsimula ang iyan? Another image of God, of the Vendo machine God, also gives rise to another kind of relationship we have with God. God, through prayer and the church, will solve all our problems, struggles, and challenges. Tinuro sa atin ng simbarahan, at marami pa rin simbahan nagtuturo ng ganito, pag depressed ka at stressed ka, mag-pray ka lang. Read your Bible and pray to God. If you have clinical anxiety, go to your pastor or group leader at magpa-pray over ka. After that, you will feel good, sabi ng mga churches. Hindi mo kailangan ng doktor, hindi mo kailangan ng gamot. Everything you need is in the Bible, in prayer, and in the church. Meron kang mental and emotional condition, just pray to God. You are gay, you are lesbian, or you are transgender, pray to God and God will take it away. Just pray hard enough. While there is some help that prayer can do, it is not the only main solution for all our problems. It is not the only solution for mental and emotional health or illness. At best, it is only a supplement. Prayer is a supplement, an add-on. And certainly, it is not a cure to change people's sexuality or gender identity. Hindi siya gamot. Ang prayer ay hindi gamot for sexuality or gender identity. And so, because of this, tayong mga LGBTQ plus people, at even many straight people, have a problematic prayer practice with God and a problematic relationship with others. Some of us struggle to pray because of the abusive relationship we have had with the institutional church. Kasi nga, na-confuse tayo eh. Akala natin kung paano makipag-relate yung church sa atin is the same as the relationship of God with us. And so we think how the church deals with us is the same as how God deals with us. Kaya lumaki tayo, mga LGBTQ, ang laki ng ating mga trauma at mga problema sa ating, hindi lang sa spiritualidad at sa pananalangin, kundi sa atin mismo sarili. At paano tayo nakikipag-relate sa iba. Some people might close their lives, their hearts, and their hands to God and to others at one point or period of their life because of what the church taught them and how the church communicated God to them. Some of us continue to pray. Marami ang nagdadasal pa rin. Pero bit-bit yung problematic theology na lahat ng bagay ay re-resolbahin ng panalangin. We continue to pray to the Vendo machine God that Bishop Ambo mentioned. We continue to use prayer and religion as the answer to all problems, all emotional conditions, excluding all other ways where God is also made manifest. So hindi ang problema, hindi yung panalangin. Hindi problema ang panalangin. Hindi problema ang Diyos. God is not the problem. Prayer is not the problem. The problem is, or the problem are, the old and terrible ways that God and prayer have been indoctrinated in our heads, in our hearts, and in our lives. Perhaps we need to see God differently and in many different ways. Maybe we need to start visualizing God as a mother. We're not saying that God is not Father. We're not saying that. But perhaps we also need to see God as a mother hen. In the words of Jesus. Kasi tinawag din ni Jesus na mother hen ang Diyos. Perhaps we need to cast away old fears and old concepts of God as punisher. Perhaps we need to open our hands and our lives to a different way of praying and believing. Jesus prayed. Nanalangin si Jesus. He prayed a lot. He taught us, tinuruan tayo ni Jesus how to pray. Not just what to pray. Abba, who art in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So says the prayer. Jesus prayed to feed more than 5,000 people twice. In the Gospel of Luke, sa nabasa natin kanina, it is frequently mentioned that he went away or went to a distance to pray alone. He also prayed publicly and he prayed with others. After all, Jesus was Jewish and said Jewish prayers 3 times a day. And he prayed with other Jews. Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was to be betrayed, abandoned, and tortured. And Jesus even prayed when he was already dying on the cross. In all of the prayers of Jesus, I do not think that Jesus ever viewed God as someone who grants wishes. I do not think that Jesus ever saw God as sadistic, bloodthirsty punisher, even when he was dying on the cross. Prayer was an integral part of Jesus' life. Partito ng kanyang buhay bilang isang Hudyo. I do not think he ever stopped praying. And he prayed consistently to his image of God, not only as a loving father, but also as a mother hen. The life and ministry and even the death of Jesus was grounded on prayer. Ang kanyang buong buhay, ang kanyang buong ministry ay nakaugat sa panalangin. Kaya sabi kanina, he frequently went away to pray alone. Nakaugat ang kanyang buhay sa pananalangin. He saw a loving God in everything and everyone. And because of that, all his actions and words spoke of a God who is intimately in relationship with creation. Despite all this, we continued to pray. He continued to pray alone with others. And 3 times a day as a Jew. Henry Nouwen echoed the words of many ancient Christian mystics by saying, I quote, above all, prayer is a way of life. Ang panalangin ay isang uri ng pamumuhay. True prayer is not something we should do just on a Sunday afternoon like this. Yes, it is something we need to do on a Sunday. Yes, ginagawa natin siya sa worship on a Sunday afternoon. Pero what we're saying, it shouldn't stop there. Prayer shouldn't stop when we already go out of this chapel or when we stop watching the live broadcast. Henry Nouwen further points out, praying is not simply some necessary compartment in the daily schedule of a Christian. It is not a source of support in a time of need, nor is it restricted to Sunday mornings, in our context, Sunday afternoon, or mealtimes. Sabi niya, prayer is living. Praying is living because God is the God of life, and our relationship with God is prayer. Prayer is a recognition of God in all aspects, all forms, all expressions of life, and all its changing situations and seasons. All aspects of life, including sexuality, and gender identity. Yun yung hindi ma-imagine ng mga ibang Kristiyano sa mga Bex eh, saka sa mga lesbian eh. They could not imagine. If prayer is a prayer, if prayer is living, some people could not imagine that we are praying together with our sexuality, together with our homosexuality, or together with our trans identity. But that is included. It must be included because prayer is living and because we are praying to a God of life. A God of life. In all the changing seasons, all the changing situations, it is not so much as God will magically solve all our problems when we pray. Nor is it that God's only role is to catch us and punish us whenever we experience sickness, failure, or crisis like this pandemic. But rather, through a different way of seeing and praying, we trust that God is with us. God is with us in our morning walk, in our arguments with difficult co-workers or different family members. That God is with us even in the time of death and the passing of our dear friend Kuya Mike. God is present in the ICU of hospitals. God is present when we are having coffee with a friend. And God is most present with us when we are alone, when you feel that you are alone. God is also working with and through the doctors as well as the ventilators and the medicines. God is also there with our jowa or with our single. God is working in new and different ways and in many ways. A new way of seeing and praying to God is a recognition that sometimes God is able to work best, not through the church, not through the pastor, but maybe through other vessels, other people, and other situations, that God can love you in so many different ways. That God can love you as a single person as much as God can love you with a lover. But this new way of believing and praying, malapit na, ano kung mahaba na. But this new way of believing and praying cannot be achieved if you do not even take a moment and set aside a time to actually pray. If hindi ka magtatakda ng oras at ng intensyon para buksan ang iyong sarili sa Diyos na gustong palaging makiugnay at makipag-usap sa iyo, hindi magiging living ang praying. God who wants to relate and communicate with you beyond the layers of fear or material petitions. And no matter how progressive or how woke you think you are as a progressive Christian, prayer practices still remains an essential practice for any and all Christians. Marami kasi mga woke na Christians, aminin man nila sa hindi na nagdadasal. Or at best, nahihirapan magdasal. So no matter how woke we are as a Christian or in many other aspects, prayer continues to be an essential part of who we are as a follower of Jesus. May mga iilang kasing progressive Christian na ang argument, my activism, ang aking activism is my prayer. Totoo naman yon. Totoo naman yon. That can be true. But saying that does not necessarily mean that you no longer need to set aside time for prayer. Wokeness in theology does not excuse us to give up and reject prayer practices. Some of the most prayerful people I know, some of the mga kilala kong mga pinakamadasaling tao are long-time activists and advocates, some of which ay pinag-ugatan na sa pakikibaka. At babalik pa rin tayo sa puntong si Jesus nga, the one we claim to follow. Christian tayo eh. We are proud Christian. Hashtag Christian. Mayroon mga t-shirt na I love Jesus. Kung si Jesus nga na ating sinusundan ay nagdadasal hanggang sa kanyang kamatayan, siya na kinikilala natin bilang Diyos. As Christians, we believe that Jesus is God, ikalawang persona sa Santissima Trinidad. Kung siya mismo ay nagdadasal, tayo pa kaya? Whatever hindrance we have in praying, the answer is not to pray, but rather to see and practice prayer differently, to reclaim it, to rediscover it, and then to make the commitment to practice a new way of believing and praying. The only way for prayer to become a way of life is if we took the time to pray. Kaya tawag sa kanya practice. Kaya tinatawag siyang spiritual practice. You need to practice it. And you have to pray in many different ways. Hindi lang isang pamamaraan. You have to be able to explore many ways of praying. Henry Nouwen also said, and I quote again, "Such a prayer reminds us that praying is living, and it invites us to make this an ever greater reality. Thus, there are as many ways to pray as there are moments in life. There are as many ways to pray as there are moments in life." So, during our Lenten series, sa mga susunod na days, we will offer or suggest several prayer practices that we can try individually and perhaps talk about together. So sa mga susunod na Sunday, after the sermon, meron akong i-recommend na prayer practice. Ita-try natin sa mga nanonood sa atin, ita-try natin siya the following week. May assignment si Pastor. Tapos pag-uusapan natin sa darating na susunod na Sunday. So yun ang gagawin natin. Ita-try natin ang iba't ibang prayer practices from different traditions. So we will try that. Hopefully, it helps us to pray again. To discover a new way to relate with God is to try many different prayer practices. The prayer practices will help us to see and listen to God in a variety of different ways. Practicing prayer helps us to see, feel, and hear God in everything and everyone, and even the most difficult of people. Let us open our hands, our minds, and our hearts to a different image of God and to a different way of praying to God. I end this Sunday sermon with a quote from the Muslim mystic Rumi. "Each moment contains 100 messages from God." Each moment, bawat minuto, bawat segundo, each moment contains 100, 1,000, an infinite number of messages from God. Amen.